Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of tonight's message is that letter from Revelation chapter 3 to the church, a very specific church, the Church of Philadelphia, but it's about Philadelphia and us. This letter is also to us. Perhaps you've heard the story of the shoe company that sent two salesmen to check things out in Africa. I do know quite a few people have heard this story. Some of you might not have, so I'm just going to start here by sharing it as an entry point into the sermon. A shoe company sent two salesmen to Africa to check out what it might be like to produce and distribute shoes. One of the salesmen went to the east coast of Africa, and the other one went to the west coast of Africa. They surveyed, they did interviews, did as much investigative work as they could for the company, and the company called them back to report what they found, how things would go. The one on the east that went to the east coast of Africa reported, "No one wears any shoes. We absolutely should not produce anything. It would be a waste of time. Let's not send anything to East Africa." Then it was time for the salesman that went to the west coast of Africa to give his report. And he said, actually the same thing, "No one wears any shoes. What a great opportunity. Let's get it going. Let's get production. Let's get some lines going. Let's distribute Western Africa." They saw the same thing. They just came to different conclusions as they looked out into the marketplace, so to speak. Last week in my brief message, we talked about Sardis and we talked about how businesses will use something called SWOT analysis. Some of you have used this in your own as a tool for your own businesses. I heard from Holly that this was certainly used at HP. And we talked about strengths and weaknesses. Those focus in on internal attributes that a company might have. Well, today we're going to talk about the marketplace. What's out there? That speaks to the O and the T: opportunities and, in other words, possibilities and threats that are out there in the marketplace, in the community. Let's see, the salesperson that went to the east coast of Africa came to the conclusion that it's a threat to go here. And the person who went to the west coast of Africa, he came to the conclusion there are opportunities. And I have to think that if those same two salespeople went to this town, Philadelphia, and they did an analysis of what's the possibility of Christianity making an impact here. More importantly, what's the possibility of the good news that God has come in the flesh in Jesus Christ? Will this be accepted by these individuals? I think those two salespeople, in doing analysis, would come to actually different conclusions. Philadelphia was on really the connecting point between one continent and another. It was a strategic place. Beyond Philadelphia, you see, it was a frontier town. Beyond Philadelphia were tribes of people that actually had no connection to Greek culture and Greek language. The Greeks actually used this little area of Philadelphia to launch out to teach Greek culture and Greek language right there in Philadelphia. It was a critical point, strategic. And I can imagine the salesperson from East Africa saying something like this, assessing the marketplace for spirituality, for Christianity, saying something like this. "You know, Philadelphia, it's a threat. Nobody's heard about God. No one, the idea of God becoming flesh, that's a strange idea. Why would anyone from this area believe that of the events that happened in a city called Jerusalem? They've never even heard of Jerusalem." And he might even come to the conclusion by saying this, "You know what, maybe these barbarians," and that's what they called them back in the day, that's their word, that's what they call them. "The barbarians, maybe they would influence Christianity more than Christianity would influence them. It's a threat." But we can also imagine the other salesperson, if he was taking a look at the marketplace for Christianity spread in Philadelphia, saying something completely different. "Boy, no one has heard about Jesus. And the idea that God would come in the flesh to be with us, we can fulfill the great commission that Jesus asked us to in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. And you know what? Maybe if we share Jesus, these tribes will share Jesus with tribes that are even further east.